This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Friday, December 12th. I'm Erin Malsbury. The Monterey County Health Department says at least 15 people in the area have been recently treated for mushroom poisoning. Several additional cases have been reported statewide, including one death. Phil Carpenter is the science advisor for the Santa Cruz Fungus Federation. He says early warm rains helped create a superbloom of mushrooms, including the death cap, which is the source of the poisonings.
I've definitely seen them this year in places I've never seen them before.
People mistake these mushrooms for edible varieties, but they cause liver failure. Carpenter says they can't be identified based on color and taste alone.
The bottom line is, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it.
The California Department of Public Health is advising people not to forage wild mushrooms at all. The Salinas City Council voted this week to reduce landlord fees for the rent stabilization and registry programs. The rental registry began last year as a way for the city to oversee safe conditions in rental units. After their first year, Community Development Director Lisa Brinton told the council the programs brought in more funds than needed. To keep them cost neutral, the city worked with economic planners.
Through their formulas, they backed in to the amount of fee per unit that would need to be collected to cover those expenses. And so they are recommending approximately 35% decrease in fees.
The policies have drawn criticism from landlords and support from tenants' rights groups. A citywide vote next November will decide whether they continue. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.